Alein Shuru Chelek Beis Daf Pei. Ma'ariches HaTorah. This is the set of essays dealing with the Torah. Hakdama le'ma'ariches HaTorah, the introduction. B'chelek HaRishon shel Sefer Alei Shur nimtzes ma'aracha gdola Da'as Torah. So in the first volume, there's a large set of essays called Da'as Torah. Uva hirchavni me'oid b'inene Torah mitzvahis. Where we elaborated about Torah mitzvahis. בכל חלק שני זה איננו חוזרים על מה שנסבר בחלק ראשון. So in this second volume, we're not going to repeat what was explained there. ואנו מניחים שהדברים הם ידועים לקוראים. We assume, we take it for granted that what we wrote there is known to the student. לרגל מלאכתנו בחלק זה, based on what we're going to try and achieve here, מההכרח לסבוינן כאן מחדש מגדרי תורה קדושה ועסק בה. It's imperative to examine anew the parameters of the Torah and involvement in Torah. Why? הרי החלק הראשון הוא הדרכה לכניסת בין דורנו לעולם התורה. You remember that the subtitle of the first volume is guidance for a contemporary in entering the world of Torah. והחלק הנוכחי הדרכה לעבודה מוסרית. Whereas the subtitle of this second volume is guidance for עבודה מוסרית. וזה מחייב גישה מחודשת לעסק התורה. And therefore it obligates one to take a new approach to involvement in Torah. הרי ברור הוא, this is clear, כל עסק המוסר הוא אך ורק הכנה לעסק ועמל התורה. Involvement in מוסר is preparation for involvement and toil in Torah. ובשום אופן אין העבידה המוסרית בונה במה לעצמה חס וחלילה. Under no circumstances do we say that מוסר is an island by itself, is an independent objective, is something separate from Torah. גם התורה היא עניין האדם. The Torah is, of course, to do with the human being, as we said many times, וכמאמר אדמוני שמוס עדן, as Rabbi Yerucham said, האדם הוא התורה והתורה היא האדם. למבין, for perceptive people, מערכת התורה משתלבת היטב מערכת האדם. This set of essays fits in very well with the set of essays we just concluded. ובנויה עליה, it's built on it. אבל נקודת המוצא של המערכה זו היא התורה. The point of departure of this set of essays is the Torah, ולה יש מושגים וגדרים משלה. And the Torah has its own concepts and parameters and definitions. המבין יבין, again, the perceptive person will understand, איך מערכת התורה ומערכת האדם, how these two sets of essays, the one we just concluded about Adam, and the one we're just about to begin, מהווים שער אחד. They really constitute one big section of the Sefer. וזה החילי, this is how I begin. פרק ראשון, קרבה וזרוס לתורה. Closeness and alienation from the Torah. The Pasuk in Nitzavim says, כי המצווה הזאת אשר אנוכי מצווך היום, this mitzvah that I command you today, לא נפלסי ממך ולא רחוקה היא. It is not beyond you, it is not distant. לא יהיה בשמיים מי, it is not in the heavens. לאמור מי יעלה לנו לשמיים, so you should ask, who is going to climb up to heavens, to the heavens, ויקחה לנו, and bring it down to us. וישמין יוסף ונעשינה. ולא יהיה מעבר לימי, no is it beyond the sea. לאמור מי יעבור לנו אל עבר הים, ויקחה לנו וישמין יוסף ונעשינה. So that we should think about ways to go across the sea and bring it back. No. כי קרוב אליך הדבר מאוד. It is very close to you. בפיך ובלבבך לעשיסי, in your mouth and in your heart to do. פרשה זאת מדברת לדעשה שהיא על התורה ולדעשה הרמב"ן על התשובה. So the מחלוקת ראשונים as to when Moshe says כי המצווה הזאת, what is he referring to? Rashi says it's talking about the Torah in general. המצווה in the sense of this commandment, this Torah. The Ramban says it's much more specific. It's talking about תשובה. שתיהן קרובות לנו עד מאוד. And the Torah says, קרוב אליך דבר מאוד, it's close. עד היכן מגיעה הקרבה, how close is close? קרוב אתה השם וכולי כסוף בתהילים. The פסוק in תהילים קי"ט says, you השם הקלוס. ואבן עזר מבאר, קרוב מכל קרוב, closer than any possible closeness. ואם האדם קרוב לעצמו, if a person is close to himself, which he is, הקדוש ברוך הוא עוד יותר קרוב. הקדוש ברוך הוא is even closer. The question is, ואם אנחנו מרגישים בקרבה הזאת, do we sense this closeness? הלוי לנו עולמות רחוקים הם. To us, these are distant worlds, התורה והתשובה וידיעת השם. These are, yeah, somewhere out there. אחרת היינו רצים לקראת הלימוד. Otherwise, if it were really close, we would run towards the Seder. היינו מצליחים לעשות תשובה אמיתית. We do real, fundamental תשובה. היינו יכולים להספלל בהשתפכות הנפש ללא קושי. We would find ourselves davening, pouring out our souls without any difficulty. Hava nena sele vaela tzmeni yosev. Let's try and clarify it ourselves better. Mai hakirva umau harichuk. What is closeness and what is distance? Perhaps through this we'll find a way to draw nearer to the Torah. Paragraph Aleph. Haramchal kosam bederech eitz chaim. Vezetireh. He says, you should see, you should notice. Ki shnaim hem bischunachas nivu'ul. There are two entities that were created, so to speak, in the same mold, along the same lines. They have the same characteristics. They fit one another. Namely, seichel adam v'atira hamaskel sisei. A person's mind, and the Torah, which is meant to sharpen that mind, permeate that mind, they were created to fit one another. It's a famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu speaks in the name of Hashem. My words are like fire. That the Torah is light. He says, "Mamasho." It's not a physical light, but it is a light which was given to Bnei Yisrael to illuminate with. And this is not, the Torah is not like other fields of study, intellectual pursuits, which constitute knowledge. You develop well, every discipline has its own methodology and whatever it is, but you acquire knowledge that you attain through intellectual effort. The Torah is not just knowledge, it is kodesh. It has a supreme existence above this Kabbalistic terminology. When a person is involved with Torah here, it is a light which illuminates his neshama and allows it to rise. I made a note for myself to look at the Chazon Ish, Emunah V'Tachoin, the small booklet, Chazon Ish, Emunah V'Tachoin, Perek Daled. It's in the standard edition on Daf Tes Vav. Onwards. That's the Ramchal. Hare HaTira V'Asechel To'amim Zo L'Zeh B'Diuk. The Ramchal is pointing out that a human being's mind and the Torah fit one another precisely. Mamash kemafteach lemelul, exactly like a key in a padlock or a lock. Velo yidai baze, not only that. Haramchal mamshich achakar, the Ramchal continues, ki yesh kama panim l'tira, the different aspects, the different facets to the Torah. Uchva kiblu akadmonim, the kadmonim had a tradition, shelechol shorish minishmo yisrael yesh kulam b'tira. The different neshamois have different connections to the Torah. Ad sheyesh shishim riboy pirushim lechol ha-tira, so that there are 600,000 explanations or facets of the Torah. Mechulakim l'shishim riboy nefashis shlisayim. They correspond to these primary number of souls in the Jewish people, 600,000. That's the Ramchal. Hari shoresh nishmas adam yiselu b'tira. So the root of a Jew's neshama is in the Torah. Hayesh kirva gdola mizu, could there be a closer, a greater closeness than this? The neshama is rooted in the Torah. However, here comes the catch. Aval divrei Torah im kmoi gechalim kimat amumois. The words of Torah, says Ramchal, he's quoting him again, are like embers which are almost extinguished. At the end, when they're really grey and almost extinguished. If you get involved with it, as tislahev mikol ois shalheves gdola, then, just like with an ember, when you blow on it and you start, then it suddenly bursts into flame. It becomes red hot again. So to you, from every letter of the Torah, a great burst of great flame erupts. The author asks, v'lama nitna ha-Torah b'tzura zoi? Why was given? Why was the Torah given in such a way? V'lama lo nitna miyad b'tzura shalheves? Why isn't it given to us immediately as a flame? The Ramchal answers, "Ki yediyas ha'emes mechazekes es neshama. Knowledge of the truth strengthens the neshama, umarchekes mimena hayetzer vaday, and drives away the yetzer. Ve'ein davar machlish haneshama lifnei yetzer. In contrast, nothing weakens the neshama kechisron yedia, like lack of knowledge. Therefore, ve'im hayasa yediyah rechava ve'imedes alev bnei adam, if we had complete knowledge, it was all open, lo yuchotim lo'ilam." There wouldn't be any choice. The Yetzer would have no chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should have a Yetzer. שיוכליוס מנוצח או מנצח בשיקול אחד. He wanted that a human being should be should have an equal chance of either being victorious or being defeated. לכן שם בהם את הידיעה. So הקדוש ברוך הוא gave the knowledge אך סגורה כגחלס, but it's not immediately accessible. It's like locked into this ember, ושתוכל להספשט כשל הבס, but it can then burst out in a flame. והבחירה ביד האדם. The choice is left to the individual. So the author, הרי גם בזה יש מצב מקביל לתורה ולשכל. So here again we have a parallel between the Torah and the Seichel. התורה ניתנה כגחלס כמעט המומד. The Torah is given as an ember which is almost extinguished, שאדם צריך להפיח בה. The person has to blow on it, כדי שהשלבס תצא, in order for the flame to erupt. וגם בשכל ניתנה ידיעה, and the parallel is that in the mind, there's knowledge, but סגורה כגחלס. The knowledge is locked in, ואדם צריך לעמול כדי להציע אל הפועל. The person has to toil in order for that knowledge to have an effect. וכל זה כדי להשאיר ביד אדם מסבחירה, this was done in order to leave choice in our hands. אילו ניתנה התורה כשל הבס ממש, had the Torah been given as a flame, וידיעה סמס עשה ברורה לאדם מתחיל לסוי. And knowledge of the truth was clear to a person right from the beginning, מבלי שצריך לעמול עליה without having to toil, היה יצר מספטל, there would be no יצר הרע, וגם הבחירה מספטל, there would be no choice anymore. הנה הקדוש ברוך הוא רצה לסס מקום במחירה. As we know, הקדוש ברוך הוא wants there to be choice. לכן הידיעה גנוזה בשכל, therefore knowledge is locked in to the mind, ואשר הבס גנוזה בדברי תורה, כגחלס כמעט עמומה, like we said. כאשר האדם יסייגיע ומפיח. So when the person takes the trouble, when he toils, ומפיח בכוח בדברי תורה, and he, so to speak, blows on the words of Torah, then and only then, יאיר אלוהי, then they have an effect. ואירם ייכנס בגיבור, the light, the spiritual light enters his innards, שיאיר גם שכלו באור עצמי, so that his mind can start also shining. וכל אשר ירבה לעמול בתורה, the more he toils in the Torah, ייכנס בו יסר אויר, more light enters, כי יראה יסר אור בתורה. He'll see more light in the Torah. במצב זה, under these circumstances, in this situation, שסגירס אויר בתורה וידיע בזכר, where the light of the Torah is locked in, the knowledge in the mind is locked in, and it's not immediately accessible. In these cases, צריך משה רבנו עליו השלום להודיע לישראל. That's when Moshe has to tell the Jewish people, כי קרוב אליך הדבר מאוד. You should know, it's very, very close. בפיך הוביל ובכל לעשות ישראל, is to encourage them. הרי ייתכן שאדם במצב של הסגירה לא ירגיש בקרבה של התורה אליו. Because the person, ab initio, at the beginning, might not feel the closeness. Just like you might not feel a warmth, any warmth from these embers which are almost dead. You might not know that there's a tremendous potential for heat there if only you blew on them, etc. Paragraph base. Adain ein lanu teshuva maspekes al she'elaseinu. We do not yet have an adequate answer to our question, lama anachnu einenu margishim mikirbasa shel Torah teshuva utfila. Why is it that we don't sufficiently feel the closeness of the Torah of teshuva utfila? הרי מאמינים אנחנו. We not just stum anyone. We are מאמינים, ובחרנו כבר בתורה ומצוויס. We've made a choice to live a life of Torah and מצוויס. ולמה עדיין הדברים רחוקים מאיתנו בעבודתנו יומיומית? Why is it in our day-to-day עבודה? These matters are very distant from us. הנמס, indeed, היצר פועל בקרבנו. We know the יצר is active within us. אך כיצד הוא מצליח לרחק מאיתנו תורה ועבודה? How does he manage to distance us from תורה ועבודה עד שאנחנו צריכים תמיד מחדש מאמץ ללמוד להספלל לעשות תשובה. To the point where we always need to put in effort again, a renewed effort to learn, to daven, to do תשובה. פנים חדשי סבאים לכאן בזכונס יצרה. We're going to discuss new aspects, new insights in the, as far as the properties of the יצרה. ונחזה ענן בסוגיה דשבס דף קוף ה. It's a famous סוגיה. The Gemara says, המקרה בגדיו בחמסו, a person who tears a garment in his rage. והמשבר כלה בחמסו, who he smashes a utensil in his rage. והמפזר מעיסה בחמסו, he throws money, again in anger. יהה בעיניך כעובד עבודה זרה. You should look at him as an idolater. שכך אומנוסו של יצר הרע. This is the אומנוס, the craft, the skill, the slyness of יצר הרע. היום אומר לא יעשה כך. He encourages a person to do something today, small. ומחר אומר לעשה כך, then bigger and bigger, עד שאומר לו, עבוד עבודה זרה ולך ועובד, to the point where he can get all the way to עבודה זרה. אומר רבי אבין, מה יקרה? which pasuk hints to this idea? It's a pasuk that you say in Shir Shel Yom. Lo yihyeh v'cha eil zar v'lo yishish techave le'enecha. Pasuk in Tehillim, we said, I think it's a Shir Shel Yom for Thursday. So, on the simple level of pshat, the pasuk says to the people, lo yihyeh v'cha eil zar, there should not be among you a foreign god. V'lo yishish techave le'enecha, do not prostrate to an alien god. But Rabbi Avin says on the level of drush, inside the individual, inside you, there should not be an alien god. Ezu el zar shesh b'gufo shel Adam, which foreign god is there within the person? Ze yetzer hara. That's a Gemara. Hayetzer el zar ba'adam. The yetzer is an alien god within the human being. The umanus le'avi el avida zara, and the umanus is to bring him to an alien form of worship. Hadavarim kipshutam, we mean this literally. Yetzer hara ukoach shel zarus badam. Yetzer is a power of alienation within the individual. Al derech shenema b'mishlei, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, hafachpach derech ish v'zar. The path of the person is zar. It's alien. It's strange. It's different. And the midrash comments in this pasuk ze esav. It's a good description of Esav. She'asa atzmoi zar namila v'lamitzvois. He alienated himself from bris milah and the mitzvois. He distanced himself. Now, devarim eile einam amurim legabe yetzera. This is not referring to that aspect of yetzera that we spoke about earlier. She'amolav shu toiv me'oid. About which Chazal say, it's toiv me'oid. She'ilmalei hu lo haya adam bo'ne bayis v'nosei isha molid banim. If not for that, yetzera, the world would be desolate. Nobody would do anything creative. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that aspect of the Yetzer, which Chazal described as the fermentation in the dough, in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. It's a power that, toises means it's like fizzy, it's effervescent, it ferments, literally. It takes things and exaggerates them. It emphasizes all sorts of drives and appetites which are either exaggerated or not in the right place, not the right time, and seduces a person to averis through these forces. It's a force of alienation, a strange force, an alien force. Even mishtalet al adam, and if he takes control of the person, unasa zar le'atzmoi, becomes alienated from himself, alienated from other people, alienated from his creator. It's not for naught that Chazal referred to paganism as avida zara, because the essence of it is alienation. Let's see, elaborates on this idea a little bit more here. Bechol midah ra'ah yesh zarus. In every midah ra'ah, there's this concept of estrangement. Perhaps that's even a better word than alienation. Estrangement. Harish kosa berchos chaim siman chavdalet. The Rosh writes, v'yisrachek min ha-sechoik min ha-kas. A person should distance himself from sechoik, yeah, and kas and anger. Ki mevalbel ruchoi v'dato shel dam. It confuses a person. It denies him clarity. Bilbul zehu misod ha-zeros. The author says, what the Rosh calls bilbul, this confusion, lack of clarity, is what we call estrangement. Shloimeh HaMelech Alav HaShalom Amar, he writes in Mishlei, V'rekev Atzamoy Skin'ah. It's supposed to go about Kin'ah, it leads to the rotting of bones. V'zev Shitokim HaShmo'i. HaMekaneh BaAcherim, a person who suffers from envy, Ro'eh Satov Rak Etzel Acherim. He sees good by others. V'Satov Shish Be'atzmo En Ro'eh Klal. He doesn't see the good within himself, or Mezalzel Boy, or he denigrates it, he diminishes it. V'Nasa Kol Kach Zal Atzmo, he's so estranged from himself, to the point where his own forces, his own abilities rot. Similarly, chemdas kesef v'sa'anugim urdifas kavoid. These other bad midos, ma'avirais adam al da'atoi. It's just, it completely puts a person off his, off the rails. Ad shemisnakel atzmo legamri, to the point where he's alienated from himself. V'akin'ah v'atahava v'akavoid mo'tzi'in es adam min ha'ilam. This is of course the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That's a pshat in the Mishnah. When it says it takes a person out of the world, means out of his inner world, ha'amiti, his true world. Another example, Baal Ga'ava, kol kach zar le'atzmo, Baal Ga'ava is so alienated from himself, ad she'einu makir ve'einu ro'e klales atzmo kfi mashu bemez, to the point where he doesn't recognize, doesn't see himself as he is in truth at all. That's how alienated he is to himself. What he sees is a distorted picture that his dimyon creates, but it's very different to what he is in reality. So he's alienated from himself. But Be'yoseh, the most pronounced example, Be'yoseh mugeshes ha'isnakus bekas. In the midah of anger, that's when one can discern the estrangement most of all. Acharei she'shechechach ha'masei, after a person's rage dies down, nidham adam, a person can be shocked. Ech she'bish'as ha'kas lo haya etzel atzmo, at that moment of rage, he wasn't himself. Mamash ne'pach lach bish'as ha'kasei. It was transformed into another person. In an extreme example, you would speak to somebody who's been sent to jail for 20 years for an incident of road rage. A normal person, a professional, a regular person with a family, for that moment, road rage, as the taxi cut in front of him and he took out his gun and he shot somebody, he wasn't himself, he would tell you. It wasn't me. That's how anger estranges oneself from oneself. Just as through midos ra'ois a person becomes alienated from himself, it also affects his relationships with others. The pasuk says, the important part is the first part of the phrase. It causes dissension. Every midah ra'ah impinges on others. And it separates a person from friends, from colleagues. In the same way that midos ra'ois impinge on our relationships, and this is obvious, whether it's anger or envy or arrogance, obviously it's going to have an effect on our relationships. In the same way, kach and mafidos yisei miboroi, they also separate him from his creator. Here comes a key insight. The same midois that operate between myself and other people also operate between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this is the process by which a person becomes estranged from his creator. So if we can see, and I think it's easy to see, how, let's say, anger or arrogance separates us from fellow Jews, in the same way it separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koyach nurahu ha'il zar. This is an awful force, this alien god. Zar transforms a person. So he becomes alienated from himself, his fellow man, and his creator. Zar mamash, an alien, a stranger. Bli regesh, bli havana, bli kesher, bli ahava. Without sensitivity, without understanding, without a connection, without love. Vechoyach zet tamun bechol midah ra'ah. And this force is within every midah ra'ah. Umay mekanenos badam kama midos ra'ah. And what if it's not just one midah ra'ah? What if the person harbors within himself a number of midos ra'ahs? Veloy bedakus el begazus. And not just in a subtle way. What if he's really arrogant, or really angry, or really greedy? Ven shalotes alav. What if these midos control him? Verei kesherim shakas shalet al mishu. Chazal tell us that when we see somebody is controlled by anger, he is smashes a glass in his anger. Yesh lirose mamash kived avodah zara. Chazal tell us he's oived avodah zara. Ki hu kol kach zar lakol. He is so alienated and estranged from everything. At shukorov moed l'avodah zara. He's very close to that. Ve'ayinomim. Perhaps we would say, to console ourselves, be'emes koach nora. Tat tat. Yes, this is indeed an awful force. Aval kesh'iz zelomet rira, we'd say to ourselves, but if he learns Torah, it'll liberate him from this estrangement. Achloi. Not so. Harei amru b'yomad of ein beis. Chazal tell us in certain terms. It's a Gemara in Yoma, also in Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. Rabbi Yochanan Ramei, he pointed out the following contradiction. Katuv zeir, kasuv zar, karen zeir. When it comes to the rim, when it comes to the rim on the, yeah, in the Mishkan, on some of the Kalim, So we read it as Zeir, which means like a crown, but it's written in the Torah as Zar. What's the solution? There's an aspect of both, says Rabbi Yochanan. Zacha, naseslo Zeir. If Zacha, now the author will explain our Zacha here, not in the sense that we normally translate it as if he merits, but Zacha, if he purifies himself, if he becomes Zach, then the Torah becomes a crown. Loi Zacha, Zara himenu. Then we read as Zar. Then the Torah remains alienated from him. The author now says this. Hare im Adam loi Zacha, af ha-Torah nishara Zara himenu. Chazal tell us, even the Torah will remain distant from him. Zachau mi l'shoin zach. It comes from the word that means pure. Im ha-Adam zach b'midoisav, niyes ha-Torah loi zer. If a person is pure in his midois, then the Torah becomes a crown. Im midoisav ro'is, but if his midois ro'is, ein zach, there's no purity, ba acharav zerus l'soich terasoi. The alienation will pursue him into his Torah. V'gam ha-Torah zara loi. Even the Torah will be estranged from him. The Torah ideally is the polar opposite of alienation. This is the ideal. The Torah is a world of friendship, of closeness, of intimacy. In brackets, perush minasididus, the meaning of this word which you translate as closeness, friendship, hu yad, 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 yedidus, yad, yad. Netinas yad lazulasi osrididus. When you extend your hand to the other person, you extend a hand, to shake a hand, it's a mark, it's a symbol of closeness, of intimacy. Like shaking hands is a sign of trustworthiness and giving your word. Come and see what the Torah really is supposed to be, the closeness that is supposed to be built by the Torah. It's a Gemara in Menachos Daf Nun Gimel. Yavoi Yodid ben Yodid, Vivne Yodid le Yodid, Bechelko shel Yodid, Viskapu Yedidim. That's the drasha. You can see over here, it's built on this root. So Yavoi Yodid ben Yodid, let the Yodid, the son of Yodid, come, Vivne Yodid le Yodid, and build a Yodid for the Yodid, Bechelko shel Yodid, Viskapu Yedidim. Let's see what the Gemara means. Yavoi Yodid ze Shlomo Amelech, because Shlomo Amelech is called elsewhere Yedidya. Let him come. Ben Yodid is descended from the beloved one, the Avraham. Because Avraham, about him the pasuk says, Mali Yedidi Beveisi. So he's referred to as beloved. Vivne Yodid, let Shlomo Melech, who's descended from Avram, come and build the house of closeness and friendship, the Beis HaMikdash. As we say, Ma Yedidus Mishkenei Secha, that the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is called a place of closeness. Le Yodid, he builds the Beis HaMikdash for the beloved one, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashirana Li Yedidi, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Bechel Koshir Yadid, Ze Binyamin, in the portion of the tribe of Binyamin, who is called Yadid Hashem, right, in the Torah, Yadid Hashem, Viskaprubu Yadidim, and then the beloved ones, meaning Eru Yisrael, the Jewish people, will get Kapara, Yadidus Nafshi. All of these terms are referred to by Yadid. Lesoich Oilam Yadidus Ze Nolad Yudi. The Jew is born into this world of intimacy, of closeness. Oilam Shel Kirvas Adas Ben Yisrael Venavim Shebashamayim. A world of closeness between the Jewish people and their father. She yesadoi Avraham Avinu alav shalom. It was founded by Avraham Avinu, the Yadid. Veshematzas bitiyah nigle beves hamikdash. And that this world which finds its open manifestation in the Beis HaMikdash. Al yedidus zois nichesa bris hamilah v'is ha-Torah. It's about this friendship and intimacy and dedication that bris milah and the Torah. They are the covenants for this friendship. Bishas ikanes tinoik bivisa shel avam avinu alav shalom. When we do a bris milah, anu mispalelim, we say, Eil chai chelkeinu tzave leatzil yedidus sheirinu mishachas. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we appeal to this closeness. Uvatira, when it comes to Torah, kol hamitzvois kulon miyusados al yedidus umevios liyedidus. All the mitzvois are either founded on the concept of closeness and friendship, or they bring to closeness and friendship. Bein adam lamakoyim uvein adam lachaviroi. Now, uveyachasim she'en bein makom liyedidus. In those interactions where there's no room for closeness and intimacy, with goyim, for example, anu mitzvim al darkei shalom. So, okay, there's no yedidus, but there's a concept of darkei shalom. For example, the Brisa in Gittin, Mefarnesim anyei akum mishum darkei shalom. We give tzedakah, we give food also to non-Jews who are paupers because of the kesheleim. Or for example, atzar balechayim. When it comes to animals, there's no concept of yedidus, obviously. There's no closeness and intimacy, but there's tzar balechayim. Al-hazrachas shemesh la-rotzchim. When we speak about somebody who is killed inadvertently, again, it's not an issue of yedidus, but at least there's a concept of shining upon them the possibilities of yitzilu ha'ida. We do what we can to ensure that the person isn't executed. The whole Torah is about this. Ha'leimed Torah umkayimah. A person learns Torah and fulfills it. He acquires, he absorbs this yedidus in his blood, in his soul. But Rabbi Yochanan says, even one who learns and knows Torah is accomplished. If he doesn't purify himself, it will remain alienated. So after all of this, even though this is what the Torah is supposed to be, the whole point of it, as we've now seen in detail, is closeness and intimacy and love and friendship and this and this and that. If the person doesn't purify himself, it remains distant. So then what must he do? He has to improve himself. Torah and midas are two contradictory entities that don't live together. In the world of friendship, there's no room for midas ra'ois, whose very essence and nature is alienation, distance, hostility. Adkan.